Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Larry, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good morning.
There we go. Now, we're very excited to have you on the show. Of course, get to know you a bit more and to see how your partnership with CyberBacker is going. So to start things off, how long have you been with CyberBacker, Larry?
Early 2021. February 2021. So just, was it 3 years now?
Yeah, going on 3 years. Yeah, I mean, 3 years. Yeah, exactly 3 years. So talk to me more about that. Let's try and go back 3 years ago before you even got to work with CyberBacker. What were your first thoughts about virtual leverage back then?
Well, my first thought about virtual leverage, and again, it comes from not knowing, is difficult, the proximity to an administrative person, the proximity of being able to work with somebody and teach them different things, just always made me nervous. I'm kind of a hands-on type person with people. And so it kept me at a distance from the virtual world probably way longer than I should have. Yeah.
Okay.
I should have been faster to execute.
Should have done it a long time ago then. Is that right?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now, going back, though, to the first time that you reached out and spoke with CyberBacker about virtual leverage, what were the things that you needed help then back then?
Well, we were experiencing, so in that time, you know, we were experiencing a very elevated demand in the market, and we were running about 40 transactions at that time with just two of us, me and my business partner, and we made the jump. We said, hey, we need help. This I believe is the best use of leverage for us, not only time-wise, but financially. I can expand more on, you know, what I saw in terms of support and partnership whenever you want to know.
Gosh. Now, if you don't mind me asking, just a follow-up question that you mentioned earlier, that before you even got to work with CyberBacker, it was just you and your partner just doing everything. How did that work out? Gosh, maybe 24 hours wasn't enough for you guys to do everything then. Am I right?
Well, it tends to get like that, right? Because we obviously have put together over the years great system checklists and stuff like that. There's just a point where so much is coming at you, you start to neglect new business, you start to neglect other things in your world, just trying to keep up. And you know, we probably could have kept going, but everything around us suffers when you get consumed like that. And the clients suffer. I think not being able to give the type of service that we strive for to our clients, you're worried about things that you shouldn't be worried about when you're doing jobs that are very systematic, very routine. I should be dealing with customers and talking to customers and clients, not doing the paperwork, you know, not handling the actual transaction and calling the vendors and things like that. So it gets chaotic. It's managed chaos at some point. So we wanted to get back to our desired service level with our clients, relationship with our clients, and the leverage that we found with the CyberBacker was going to help us do that.
Of course, customer satisfaction, very, very important in any kind of business.
Yeah.
Now, 3 years now with CyberBacker, seems to me you've found the perfect CyberBacker to match your needs and the person that you're working with now. So do you have any tips that you can share on partnering? Because, of course, you've been working with your CyberBacker for a while now. So you have to go through, the interviews with Cyberbacker ask the right questions. So what tips can you give to our audience who are also business owners on that?
Know what you need. Sit down, brainstorm, write down all the pain points that you have in your business. What are you doing that's keeping you from accomplishing your best performance and your best client care? What's in the way? And put all that down on paper and start to weigh out things you can keep, things you must keep, and everything else that you could give away falls into the other side. And when you determine that, then that's the criteria of skill and level of support that you need. So from there, we were able to communicate with our consultant from Cyberbacker, give her the kind of the list that we had come up with, and she went into resumes and knowledge base that and found 5 or 6 people who would potentially meet those needs and help us, support us. And then we were able to set up online interviews. We read resumes and we did the interviews with the potential candidates and made a determination, just like any other, hiring need. We were able to get through that on the first round of applicants, and the young lady that we have working with us has been amazing.
Seems to me you've already found that perfect cyber package. It really helps out with you and your business, of course. Now, also agree with your point earlier, just before diving into the process of finding virtual leverage or working with a cyberbacker, I think you really need to know what you need for the business specifically, right? What are the things that you need to leverage off so you can focus on the things that matter the most to the business, right? List that down. Very, very important.
Initially, the needs all centered around consistency in the transaction. Are we communicating with the client, getting them things? I have a philosophy that if my phone rings, I have not done something correctly, because if I provided next steps and the correct knowledge to my clients, they would not need to call me. So the idea was we wanted to set up a system that provided the information, follow up, and next steps for our clients, so that they don't get into a situation where they're not sure what's happening. They're not sure what's next. It creates anxiety and it creates stress in the transaction. And if our system could be built around eliminating those things because we're communicating properly, then the client has a better experience. So our Cyberbacker was the task, and systems were built around that idea. Reducing the stress and anxiety of our clients. It goes back to customer service. Are they having a good experience? Or are they worried about something that they don't know is supposed to happen? So we built that system around it. It was primarily in the transaction, meaning from contract to close. So we've expanded that over time to more active listing help. And our Cyberbacker is very good at figuring out anything new that we throw her way. Yeah. So we've had a great latitude for other projects. I'll call them reports and things like that. But other projects that, hey, can you take care of this? She runs with it. She gets help. She gets trained by your group and comes back fully operational on whatever it is we were trying to do. And that has been kind of the basis of where we're using her.
Gosh. So really, she's already been a big help in the past few years that you've been working with her. I'm very excited to know more, of course, probably some more success in the future, more years together. Now, talk to me more about her then, your Cyberbacker. What's it like working with her every day? What type of a person is she? Things like that.
Well, she's very, very sweet, very mild-mannered, attentive to us as not only realtors, people in this business, but but she's sympathetic to other things in our lives that are going on, and continuously seeks to ask questions about other things that can be done. So she's really looking to see if there's other things that are on our plate that she could handle. And I think that partners well, where we can start to add stuff to her. And again, her ability to learn and train and grow autonomously has been one of the largest components of making that work.
Gosh, found a rock star right there in your cyber backer. Now, how about challenges, though? I know in any kind of partnership, there could be challenges, but have there been any challenges that you've encountered working with your cyber backer so far for the past 3 years?
Honestly, no, because I think it's made more attentive to the details that need to be taken care of in the workday. When you're doing all this yourself, there's a saying, and it's everything expands to the time allowed.
True.
So whatever you're doing, if you have 24 hours, it's going to take 24 hours. And what you find is when you have Monday through Friday and then Saturday and Sunday, you know, everything you're doing, you start to block out and allow those things to go into after work and on the weekends, things that should have been done Monday through Friday. So one thing that having our cyber backer on board has really highlighted for us is compressing everything into the time that's allowed and giving it boundaries so it gets done when it's supposed to get done. So therefore, going back to the question of what have been the challenges, the challenges were not on the cyber backer relationship. It was on us making sure we were getting her the work during the regular work week, because I do not want to ask for her to do things over the weekend unless that's a planned event or that's an extra thing or something. So the challenge is us doing the job correctly, not on the relationship between the cyber backer. So, and it's worked well. We've done a great job of doing that.
Yeah, because the way you talk about the partnerships just feels like you've already created this very strong partnership with her. Feels like you're really one team that has one goal, and of course, that's the success of the business, and again, customer satisfaction. Now, I know you've been working with your cyber backer for a while. We talked about that 3 years now. What's been the biggest impact of virtual leverage through cyber backer in your business so far?
Well, knowing that she's running the plays with the systems that she's working with. So, you know, when a transaction kicks off, I know that she's got a checklist that we've built over 20 years. You know, she's got a checklist of things that she does. There's repetitive events in there to be sure the client did get the notice. It's not a one and done type situation, but we're always looking to foolproof whatever we're doing. The success has been being able to rely on her to work the checklist, and the peace of mind that comes to me knowing that she's working the checklist, and it allows my brain to rest when it needs to rest. And I'm not thinking about all the different things in a transaction constantly. Your brain never stops if you don't have something to rely on, knowing, yes, it got done, no, it didn't get done. And she's taken that component as far as the transaction coordinator side, and we know it's getting done. And it's peace of mind knowing our customers and clients are taken care of.
Yeah, so everything is getting taken care of. Now you have someone that can back you up and someone that you can trust to make sure that everything's going to happen smoothly. Now, we've been talking about her for a while now, and obviously, once we have this episode uploaded online, she's going to be able to listen and watch this. So before we go, would you want to give her a quick shout out on the show or any messages you'd like to give out to her?
Well, hey, Isa, just know that we love and care for you, and thank you for all that you do. And hopefully our partnership is as rewarding to you as it is to us, and for a long time moving forward as well. So thank you so much for all that you do for us.
There we go. Now, we are very excited to see the continued success and the growth of this partnership. And again, Larry, I know you're very busy, so we really appreciate your time here today. I had fun talking to you.
Great. Y'all have a great day. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.